ערב שבת שלום, פרשת וישב, ערב שבת חנוכה. Very, very rare occurrence that פרשת וישב has to, that falls out on שבת חנוכה, only פרשת וישב. You know, it's a very rare occurrence. Next week is פרשת מקץ that almost always falls out together with שבת חנוכה, but it's not happening. So anyway, I want to show you, I want to share with you a beautiful שיחת מוסר from הגאון רב חיים שמולביץ, זכר צדיק וקדוש לברכה, and how פרשת וישב actually mixes in with Shabbat Chanukah. Rabotai, we celebrate on Chanukah, we celebrate the Nis of the Shemin, and it seems from, you know, in Al HaNisim, V'idliku nerot v'chatzrot kodshecha v'kave'u shemunat yemei Chanukah elu ב'alelu v'odaa v'asita imahem nisim nifla'ot v'node l'shifah gadon sela. It seems from the way the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah made this tefillah of Al HaNisim in the tefillah that the celebration and the Hallel, you know, one of the quintessential mitzvot of Chanukah is the Hallel. You know, there are regalim that we don't say Hallel Gamur for 7 days. There's only Sukkot that we say Hallel Gamur for 7 days. Rabotai, Chanukah, we say Hallel Gamur on the Rabbanan for all 8 days. For what reason? It seems because of the nes of Pach HaShemen, because of the nes of the, you know, that single small jug of oil that lasted for 8 days, tremendous nes. Rabotai, I have a question. You know, in Al HaNisim, we also mention the tremendous nes of the military victory of the Hashmonaim against the Assyrian Greeks. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Am Yisrael had an existential threat against them. They wanted to annihilate us. Originally, they didn't, by the way. That's the difference between Chanukah and Purim. But eventually, when it got to that, and we went out to war, they were going to kill us all. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Berachamav HaMerubim, saved us from that plot. You ever wonder, Rabotai, why is it that the Chachamim were mitaken Hallel ve'oda'a for the Nes of Pach HaShemen, which is a wonderful Nes, but compared to the military victory of Am Yisrael over the Greeks, you know, we all should have been dead by now, and Hashem saved us. So why in the world would the Chachamim institute Hallel Gamur for the Pach HaShemen, which is beautiful, over the military victory, which if not for that, we'd all be dead? So we find a similar idea in this week's parasha. Rabotai, we find that Yosef Hurad Mitzrayma, in this week's parasha, the whole hishtalshelut, the whole way that Yosef HaTzadik wound up in Mitzrayim, and by Yosef HaTzadik winding up in Mitzrayim, that paved the way for the rest of us showing up there, and coming down to Mitzrayim, and finally coming out of Mitzrayim. This was the beginning of the promise that Hashem made to Abraham Avinu, ki yadua teda ki ger yez zaracha be'eretz lo lahem va'avadum va'inu otam 400 shana. He had the whole coming down to Mitzrayim. This is where it came to fruition through Yosef HaTzadik. Rabotai, I want to read to you a pasuk in this week's parasha that should leave everybody scratching their heads. Yeah. I'm sure most of you have already made you've already done Shnai Mikra. The Pasuk says that when the brothers sold Yosef, who did they sell him to? The Pasuk actually says to two groups of people.
Yishmaelim and then the Midyanim.
Yeah. And then what? Actually three. And then what? Medanim.
Medanim.
Okay. Maze Medanim?
Persians.
Paras u'madai.
Right.
So was it Yishma'ilim, or was it Midyanim, or was it Midanim? What does Rashi say?
Wasn't it all three? Because like when it says Acher, it kept saying like another one.
Iskin, Yosef HaTzadik itgadgel, mipo, lesham, misham, lepo. They kept on selling him one to another, like a sack of potatoes, Hashem Yirachem. Now what, Rabotai? The Torah says, V'hine orechat Yishma'ilim ba'a migil'ad. וגמלהם נוסעים נחות וצרי ולות הולכים להוריד מצרימה. There was a caravan of Arabs coming from Gilad, and their camels were carrying all sorts of pleasant smelling stuff. Says Rashi HaKadosh, quoting the Midrash. Yeah, what does Rashi say? V'alo in darkam shel arvim liyot to'anim el aorot ve'itran. Usually when Arabs carry stuff, what are they carrying?
Zift.
All sorts of zift and all sorts of things that smell. Says Rashi HaKadosh, Ela bo'ur eh, mazimen HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'oto tzaddik be'ota sha'ah. Sakim mele'im besamim, sharuach menashevet bahem, mipnei rechan shel arvim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want Yosef HaTzadik to suffer unnecessarily on his way down to Mitzrayim. So at least what? He had some besamim, he had some gulab on his way down to Mitzrayim. So that what? So at least he didn't have to smell stinky stuff. What's the kasha, Rabotai? Shkoyach. Says the Sichot Musar, I don't know what it says. Yosef HaTzadik Miskin, all time low. He went from being at the top of the world, from being the Talmid Muvhak, the Ben Zekunim of the Bechira Avot, that Yaakov Avinu was transferring all of the Torah that he learned from Shem Va'ever specifically to Yosef HaTzadik. He was going to be the Mamshich Derkov Yaakov Avinu, top of the world, and now to nothing, to being sold as a slave, being Yaakov Avinu being told he's dead, going to Ayrvat Aretz, Memtech Aretz Tum'ah, Safek if he'll even be able to remain Jewish over there. And what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's the consolation prize? Golab. Shkoyach. You understand the kasha? It's a very, very bothersome thing. Besamim, at a time like this, is meaningless. We're trying to understand why is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Yosef HaTzadik besamim to smell on the way to Mitzrayim, why should that make him feel any better? Rabotai, the Sichot Musar says a very important yisod that should stay with us for the rest of our lives. And he says, every person in this world goes through a situation of choshech va'afila, darkness. Yosef HaTzadik was no stranger to Nisyonot. Yosef HaTzadik had terrible, terrible Nisyonot, and he withstood them, and that's why he had the word Tzadik added to his name. Rabotai, on the way down to Mitzrayim, Yosef HaTzadik could have succumbed to Yeush, to despair, to depression, sadness, and nobody would have been able to blame him for that. And yet, in the depths of his near despair and depression, Hashem says, look, what was his depression? What could have been his depression? That Hashem gave up on me. Hashem forsaked me. Hashem sends him, he whispers in his ear, and Hashem says, even in your deepest, darkest hour, sounds like the song, right? What's that? V'afilu ba'astara, Even in the deepest, darkest hour, here's some besamim. Look, I haven't left you yet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Yaakov Avinu, Anochi ered imecha Mitzrayim, ve'anochi alcha gam alo. Hashem said, I'm going to take you down. I'm going to bring you back up. Hashem's whispering to Yosef HaTzadik, I'm taking you down. I'm right here. Look, if you were really forgotten, you'd be in a stinky situation, no pun intended, right now. Look at the besamim. That's a reminder to you that Hashem is still here. He brings a mashal. The Sichas Musar says a beautiful mashal. He says, imagine a family had a very expensive diamond ring, heirloom from, generations ago, from hundreds of years ago. And it's expensive, it's antique, the whole family knows about it. And one day, this diamond ring goes missing. You can imagine that the tsa'ar of the family is tremendous. And they all split up, and everybody goes to, one goes to look here, and one goes to look there. And it's really a heartbreaking situation. And all of a sudden, one of the kids, a little kid, he's looking around, he's playing, whatever, and he sees under the radiator, he sees something shiny, he sticks his hand under there, boom, he finds the diamond ring. First thing they do is to go give tzedakah, the kupat rabbi meir ba'al hanes. And then afterwards, what? Everyone's ליהודים הייתה אורה ושמחה וססון ביקה, the whole family השתבח שמו, we found the thing. Now, what happens? The father, he brings it to the father throws him in the air, he starts playing with him and he gives him a kiss. The whole family throws a kiddush, why? Because they found the ring. The little kid, what's he happy about? He doesn't really know what's flying. He doesn't understand the significance of this heirloom. All he understands is one thing. His father threw him up into the air and gave him a kiss. He's celebrating the fact that his father showed him that endearment. You understand what's going on? There's a broader picture, and there's that little kiss that he got from the father. When David HaMelech, the Gemara says, sorry, it's actually Midrash. The Midrash brings down that when David HaMelech stood up against Goliath, says, the Pasuk says in Shmuel, "Vayach et ha-pelishti el mitzcho, batitba ha-even b'mitzcho, vayipol al panav arza." Yeah, David HaMelech took his slingshot, he slung the rock into the forehead of Goliath, and now what happened, we know the Midrash says that Goliath's body armor opened up, the stone hit him square in the forehead, and then what? He fell forward onto the ground. Rabotai, according to the laws of physics, when a person is struck in his face by something hard or heavy, which way is he falling?
It's falling back.
It's falling backwards. The Pasuk says that he fell forwards. That is against the laws of nature. That's against the laws of physics. Says Rashi, don't worry. Hashem doesn't necessarily run by the laws of physics. What happened? Says Rashi, a nes happened. He says, לא היה לו ליפול אלא לאחוריו, שערי על מסחוקה, אלא כדי שלא יצטער דוד ללך לחתוך את ראשו, שנסתכר דוד עכשיו 12 אמות וזרתיים, שקומתו של גוליאט 6 אמות וזרת. Goliath was 6.5 amot tall. Okay? It's pretty tall. If he would fall backwards, that's another 6.5 amot, which means that in order to walk to him, David HaMelech would have had to walk 13 amot. Instead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him 13 amot in order to make him fall forward so that David HaMelech wouldn't have to walk so much in order to cut off his head. Wow. Shkoyach. David HaMelech, 2 minutes ago, could have been devoured, literally, by Goliath. How much do you think that he cares to walk an extra 13 amot? Rather, says the Sichot Musar, that's exactly the same kiss that Yosef HaTzadik got with the Besamim. David HaMelech got with this extra nes. And the same thing, Rabotai, is with Nes Chanukah. Listen carefully. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to do anything for us. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Am Yisrael to continue to exist, he needed to make that nis of the military victory of the Hashmonaim against the Greeks. Otherwise, we all would have been dead. That being said, Rabotai, that's what we call, quote-unquote, nis hechrechi, a necessary miracle. Hashem doesn't owe us anything. But if Hashem decided for us to continue to exist, Hashem needed to make that military victory. However, the nis of the pachshim and the nis of the jug of oil, Hashem didn't need to do that at all. That's exactly the Pnei Yoshua's kasha. In Shabbat, we know that Tum'ah utra b'tzibur. The Kohanim could have lit the menorah, afilu b'tum'ah. Everybody was tameh. Why did Hashem make the nes of Pach Hashem, and for what purpose? Says the Sichot Musar, that's exactly the point. The nes that we celebrate, the nes that we make the biggest deal about, the nes that we say halel about, is v'idliku nerot b'chatzrot kodshecha. Exactly because Hashem didn't need to do that. That's what we call not a necessary nes, a luxuriness. It's a nest of luxury. We didn't need it. And it's a nest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed for us specifically to show us that He loves us. It's the cherry on top. It's the icing on the cake. It's the special kiss that the child receives from his father that makes him feel endeared. That is the nest that we celebrate, Rabotai. That is the nest of Chanukah. Not to minimize and not to mitigate at all the nest of the military victory. V'vadai v'vadai, we have to celebrate that. But the one that we celebrate the most, the one when we speak about Pirsumen Nisa, spoke about in the previous year. Pirsumen Nisa of what? Yeah, for Pirsumen Nisa, maybe we should make a military parade. Or I don't know what. Yeah, or walk around with swords or you know, at least juggle suganiyot, and yodea ma, efo ha-pirsum ha-nes? Pirsume nisa is in the adlakat nerot Chanukah. Because the greatest pirsume nisa is in that of the nerot, because that's where Hashem showed us his chiba yetera nodaat lahim. Yeah, in the next perek Be'ezat Hashem, we're going to speak about chibat ha-kodesh. Yeah, we spoke about that in yesterday's daf. Yeah, in what context did we speak about yesterday chibat ha-kodesh? Rashi brought it down with regards to
Revi'i l'tum'a
by what? By ketoret, gechalim, levona. These are non-food items of kadashim, but they can still become revi'i l'tum'a by kodesh. Why? Even though they're non-food items, it's not besar kadashim, but mipenei chibat kodesh, because of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Kadashim so much. And therefore what? Even non-food items of Korbanot, Gechalim, Ketoret, Levona, non-food items are considered food. Why? Because of the Chiba. Am Yisrael, Yishtabach Shem, Hashem loves us so much. And Hashem says, I love you, and that's why I'm going to send you this Nes of Chanukah. Rabotai, go prepare for Shabbat Chanukah. This is Kafeh Bekislev. This is the day that Am Yisrael actually... We finished building the Mishkan on Chanukah. You know that. That's why we read Parashat HaNesi'im on Chanukah. But Hashem says, although we finished the Mishkan now, yeah, when was Am Yisrael commanded about the building of the Mishkan? Originally commanded. When did Hashem command us? Building the Mishkan. Commanded.
For the Egel.
After the Egel. Rashi HaKadosh says, Yud Aleph Betishri, Machorat Yom HaKippurim. Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Har Sinai on Yom Kippur and said, Sarachti Kidvarecha, very next day, in order to atone for the Chet HaEgel, which mitzvah did Hashem give us? Bniyat HaMishkan VeKelav. Am Yisrael were so zealous, they were so zrizim in their love and to atone for the Chet HaEgel, they finished the entire Mishkan and all of its kelim from the day they were commanded by Kafeh Bekislev by Chanukah. Hashem said, well, hold up. I only want you to erect the Mishkan when? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So it was put on hold, but they finished on Chanukah, on Kafeh Bekislev. And that's why we read about Chanukah HaMizbeach on, one of the reasons we read about Chanukah HaMizbeach on Chanukah. Rabotai, I wish you all well. Shabbat Shalom Vorach. Chanukah Sameach. Tizkur Shem Rabot Na'inot Vetovot. Stay healthy. Stay well.
Which ma'am? I have the Sichot Musar in front of me. Which ma'amar was it?
Ma'amar Tetzayin.
Did you get the Sichot Musar?
What happened?
It's on. You're talking? They must give me the wrong. There's Sichot Musar and there's Likute Sichot Musar. That one has more than one ball.
Oh, okay. Beseder. Rabotai, Shabbat Shalom to everybody. Chanukah Sameach. Zechut Shem Rabot Be'ezat Hashem. And we'll see you Be'ezat Hashem. Be in touch. We'll see you next week Be'ezat Hashem. Kol tov.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you,
Rabbi.